Next patient is Stephen Hard. Stephen Hardebig. That is Stephen, S-T-E-B-E-N. I'm sorry, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen. Hardebig, H-A-R-D-E-W-I-G. H-A-R-D-E-W-I-G, Hardebig. Date of birth is 5/28/62. Date of visit is 5/14/24. Please make a copy for Dimitri Drapach. Dimitri, D-I-M-I-T-R-Y. Doctor, I'm sorry, Dimitri is D-M-I-T-R-Y. D-M-I-T-R-Y, Drapach, D-R-A-P-A-C-H, D-O. Dimitri Drapach, D-O. D is in David. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and sleep apnea. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 61-year-old overweight male who has a history of loud snoring and some daytime sleepiness. Has been previously treated for asthma. The patient was advised to go for a sleep study. And he has been exercising regularly, but also has a prior history of smoking for over 30 years. The patient went for a PET CT recently on 2/2/24, and it showed a right apical 5 millimeter nodule and a 3 millimeter nodule in the right major fissure and a 2 millimeter right minor fissure nodule and no airspace infiltrates or effusions and no lymphadenopathy. The patient has no significant cough, but has some wheezing and occasional episodes of dyspnea. He has not lost any weight and denies nasal congestion or post-nasal drip. Next paragraph, past history of patients. Past history has included history of asthma, prior history of atrial fibrillation with atrial ablation, also has had prostate cancer in 2018, treated with radiation, and noted to have recurrence in 2024. The patient has hypertension. The he had a hernia repair surgery in the past. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 30 years, quit in June 22. Drinks alcohol daily, mostly beer. Next paragraph. family history, father died of a CVA, mother had COPD and a melanoma. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has some fatigue and no weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. Has no hoarseness but has vertigo and had nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath and cough and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains but had rectal bleeding. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain. No calf muscle pains or palpitations. He has anxiety attacks. And he has easy bruising. Denies, he does have some joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medical history included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in nostril daily, fluticasone / salmeterol, 250 × 50 micrograms, 1 puff twice a day, nifedipine, 30 milligrams daily, irbesartan, 150 milligrams daily, and sertraline 50 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams a day, tadalafil 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly. Averagely built middle-aged white male. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing cyanosis, superficial edema. Blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 170, saturation 94. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera over clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Bad sounds diminished at the periphery. Wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart sounds are irregular, swollen as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. No organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no catenous. Reflexes of the one plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three, history of hyperlipidemia. Number four is COPD. Number five is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. And number six, history of prostate cancer. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. He will also get a CT chest without contrast to evaluate the lung nodules. He will use AutoPAP at night, 4-20 centimeter pressure with full face mask. And advised to lose some weight. He'll come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I don't give a, it looks like this. copy for Dmitry Drapach. Dmitry Drapach, Drapach, D-O. Dmitry Drapach, D-O. Thank you, Dr. Susan.